Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Academy Award winner J.K. Simmons stars in the new MGM Plus original series, The Westies.
There it is, Javits Center.
Biggest construction project in the history of New York falls into the lap of the Irish.
This Irish crime gang built New York City on blood, sweat, and loyalty. Their legend is true.
The Italians outnumber us about 100 to 1.
Their story is criminal.
This Irish guy's threatening war.
He's gotta go.
Keep out of Hell's Kitchen.
The Westies. Watch now. Only on MGM Plus.
Okay, welcome. It's the Bracket episode 128. Today we are debating which fictional foods we want to eat the most. I was trying to wonder, like, because there's a couple options in here that we had talked about before. We talked about what movie objects we would want the most. This is all fiction, so this is movies, TV, writing. Not that I don't think any of these are from books, but it was an option. All of that's in here. We're joined by Clemmer and Marty, and we're also joined by Bluttman. Tommy will be joining soon. Bluttman, you were like one of the first people to respond when he put out the prompt.
Was I?
Yeah. Were you excited about this one?
Oh, yeah, I was. Yeah. The Jimmy Neutron. Yep.
Yeah, Jimmy Neutron. That's why.
It was a good prompt. Yeah.
Yeah. Very excited for this one. Yu-Gi-Oh! Episode did way better than we were just talking. We were just talking about this. The Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah,
episode,
we thought that was going to be dog shit. Yeah. But I wanted to do it.
It was really fun talking about Obelisk the
Tormentor. That was a blast.
And I have not stopped thinking about him since. And since we talked about it, I downloaded that Delta Game Boy app and started playing Eternal Duelist.
The Eternal Duelist Fate.
Yeah. Mm,
great game.
Very fun game. Haven't been able to stop thinking about him. But before we talk about that, let's talk about game time. Let's see. What game should we look at? Clemmer, what's a baseball game coming up?
The Mets are home for Memorial Day weekend.
The Mets are home for Memorial Day. I was just looking at, because I'm in Charlotte for a wedding on September that the Chargers are in Charlotte playing.
Okay.
And so that wedding ends on Sunday. I'm going to go to that game right after that. And I found tickets for very cheap.
Oh, good for you.
50-something bucks. Let's see. They're cheapest right now, $53 all in. And
I'm going to the Cubs tomorrow because of Game Time.
Oh, there you go.
All thanks to Game Time.
Oh.
And you can get those tickets.
Justin Steele's pitching tomorrow for Game Time.
Is he?
So, hey.
All right.
There you go.
Did you get a hit off him, Marty?
No, I do a podcast with him. Thank you for fucking listening to anything I do, Nick. Asshole.
Marty, have you heard your voice? No, because if you get a hit off of anybody and they're starting pitching, I'm hammering that team to lose.
I'll let you know whenever they are.
if you want to bet on Korean baseball, I'm sure that
Trevor Bauer's
still playing. Yeah. Or was it Japan? I forget.
Mexico, actually.
Mexico now?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Anyway, you can get all those tickets with Game Time. That's right. Game Time is the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. You shouldn't have to worry when you buy tickets to your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets to all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. They have flash deals for sudden discounts, zone deals for when you're feeling flexible, and their lowest price guarantee, which means that if you can find the same seats for less anywhere, Game Time will credit you for 110% of the difference. It is the best place to buy last minute seats with up to 60% off your favorite events. So what are you waiting for? I'm going to go buy those Chargers Panthers tickets, which I already did, right now. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code BRACKET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Download the Game Time app today.
Last you bought Chargers Panthers tickets?
Yeah, man.
Chargers would have to be the cheapest NFL tickets this year. They have to be.
$53 in Charlotte.
Holy shit.
Yeah, all in pricing too. That's with the fees and all that.
You
can't be excited for the Chargers this year, can you?
What's that?
You can't be excited for the Chargers this year, can you?
Can't be excited for Jim Harbaugh? Why wouldn't I be?
Because the team stinks.
That's a coach. Is he running the ball?
The team is very, very bad.
I mean, everywhere Jim Harbaugh's gone, he's won. It's impossible not to be excited for him.
Well, not going to win this year. I think down the road he'd be in good shape, but this year's going to be terrible.
I feel like they're pretty good this year. I took them over.
I think they might be the worst team in the NFL.
Yeah, you're an insane person.
They're going to be one of the worst.
Giants and Jets.
What do you think?
The Jets will have twice as many wins as shabby ass Chargers.
Twice as many wins, not a chance.
Okay, I think it's a very good chance.
Liam, Bluttman?
You've seen the Panthers are worse.
The Panthers, I think, are still the worst team in the league.
There you go. And now, so according to you guys, two of the worst teams playing, and you get the tickets for like $50, all in pricing on Game Time. So thanks to Game Time. So again, we're doing best fictional foods that we would want to eat the most. A lot of options on here. Going to be sending all of them into our chat. Very first matchup of the day. Very interesting one. Number 5 versus the 12. 5 seed is the Good Burger with the special sauce. The Good Burger with the sauce, and that's going up against, we'll just say, the chocolate from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. So there's so many different options from that, but we'll just say chocolate in general, specifically the scene when he comes in, big chocolate river, all the little chocolate plants, the river that, again, was Augustus Gloop drowns in.
Yeah, it killed him.
Killed him, dead, little German child, dead. So, Good Burger with the sauce versus the chocolate from Willy Wonka. Let's start out with you, Bluttman.
I'm going with the Good Burger hamburger as my choice here. For starters, I don't really want to consume something that truthfully killed that poor kid, Augustus. Good off that. Now, I will say the picture that was sent of the Good Burger does not, it's not a good picture.
It's very hard to find.
Quite vile. That's the sauce looks terrible in that picture. I'm going to have to go with the, my recollection, though, of what I believed that to be when I was a kid and watching the movie and everything. It seemed good. Ken Cal did a good job. Great film. Good job, fellas. I'll take the hamburger.
One for the hamburger.
Can you say the Good Burger line or no?
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. May I take your order?
Microsoft Sam would have said that with more charisma.
I thought I was going to have a little more oomph in that one.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. May I take your order?
Better.
Can you do it in Kel's accent?
Messed up saying burger.
You actually kind of look like what if Augustus Gloop was never killed. I imagine you'd probably be what he'd look like when he grew
Augustus
up.
Gloop was fat.
Yeah, he grew up and lost some weight. Stopped eating chocolate since it almost drowned him.
Fair.
Yeah. KB?
Dude, every piece of this array of burgers looks so unappetizing.
It was so hard to find a picture with the secret sauce.
The sauce looks like intestinal goo. The lettuce looks bad. The tomato soggy. The bread boring. I have to go with the chocolate by default. Those look like horrendous burgers.
The chocolate by default. Nick?
I mean, the special sauce was made by a mentally challenged man in his disgusting apartment, I'd imagine. I'm not going to eat anything that's not...
Oh, God, what is this show?
Awesome. Ed. And then Mondo Burger looks way better than Good Burger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Way better.
Wet patty.
Yeah, but that Mondo Burger was... that was all, like, they had all chemicals and shit.
Well, the whole thing was, like, a dog wouldn't eat it. Dogs eat shit. Mm-hmm. Dogs eat pieces of poop. Dog not eating it should be a good thing. That looks like an aborted fetus. The sauce,
yes, it does.
Disgusting.
It really. Looks,
it was really hard to find.
You could argue the Willy Wonka fountain looks like
Willy Wonka killed children, and the chocolate was so good they were fine with it.
That's true.
But I mean, this fountain does look. I mean, this looks like shit. The water fountain and everything.
It does look
it's
very watery.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
Wow.
It does look
like
shit. You've
never seen
chocolate
before?
I have, but not like that liquefied in that much of it. It looks like shit.
The consistency looks off.
Have you seen that much shit liquefied in that much of it?
After last night's drinking and this morning, yes, I have.
Oh, okay.
It's been a rough. No, not at all. No, I don't really go out drinking that much. And after the basketball game, we went out.
What?
I don't really go out drinking that much. And after the last night's basketball game, we went out and I had, four or five, not that many, but like my stomach is like, what the fuck? Because I haven't gone out drinking in a long time.
I think the Wonka bar looks better than this. The bar, the snap it makes, the way the foil feels off. Mm-hmm. It's an ASMR artist's dream.
Outshine is the number one frozen fruit bar brand in America. And once you try them, it's easy to see why. Their fruit bars and mini fruit pops are made with real fruit or fruit juice using simple ingredients you can pronounce. That means no high fructose corn syrup and no artificial colors or flavors. Outshine bars are gluten-free and even a good source of vitamin C. And the flavor lineup? It's stacked. We're talking strawberry, mango, coconut, watermelon, pineapple, cherry. You name it, there's something for whatever you're craving. You've got classic fruit bars, mini fruit pops, and fruit blends that swirl multiple flavors together. Think pina colada, cherry limeade, and more. Find your new favorite refreshing snack, Outshine, at retailers nationwide.
I'm going Wonka.
Want another one for Wonka? Yeah, you missed it. They almost got killed by a bunch of Croatian bagel makers.
Last night was one of the most might have been the most intense night of my 40s.
Jesus, that's so specific.
Wait, they were out for blood.
Oh yeah,
it was very. Us. I was actually very worried that we were going to end up getting in some giant fight. We're going to get sued somehow. It was a disaster. And
oh my God.
Our team, everyone kept their shit together. It was the other team was aggressive.
Just by the way, as a note for the Good Burger secret sauce, because I looked it up, the sauce is mayo, Thousand Island dressing, barbecue sauce, relish, and lemon juice.
That sounds kind of good.
Wow. That sounds good, but it just looks too unappetizing.
It looks
sounds
very
exactly what In-N-Out special sauce is.
Yeah. Marty?
I'm going with the Good Burger. I'm going with Good Burger. It was just, there was something about it when you saw it and how happy people, and how happy he was to take people's order. Wearing the hats back there. I like the whole aspect of it, so I'm going with the burgers.
Another one for the burger, 2-2. Clemmer?
Yeah, like, so we had a sketch comedy show on Nickelodeon when I was a kid. It was called You Can't Do That on Television, and I really enjoyed it. So I'm sure if I was younger, like you guys, like, I would have really loved this show. I think, and I gotta say, I don't know if I'm just hankering for a burger, but, like, the burger looks, I know that, like, you guys are right, that sauce looks kind of nasty, but it sounds great. And I do think the Wonka stuff looks kind of like diarrhea. So I'm going to go with the Good Burger.
Another one for the Good Burger.
Yeah.
This Good Burger with the secret sauce is going to move on. Next matchup is going to be very specific one. A pie sitting on a windowsill, which is goes across multiple cartoons. But usually it has to have some sort of aroma that has the ability to lift up the smeller.
Yeah, it makes a bear float.
Yes, it makes a bear, mouse, hobo float towards the pie on the windowsill where they want to steal it or eat it or whatever. And that's going up against number 13 seed. The Perfect Candy, which is made in Jimmy Neutron. It is a perfect candy that's so good the entire town gets addicted to it and they can't stop eating it. And he's to, I believe, from what the wiki says anyway, he put something in to make the candy shock you so that the town would get unaddicted to it. So the perfect candy that was so good, every whole town got addicted to it, versus a windowsill pie, starting with you, Clemmer.
Who submitted that?
The windowsill pie? Yeah. Multiple.
Really? It's very funny. So I was an ice cream truck driver for a summer, for young college.
Oh, that makes sense.
And we sold Jimmy Neutron bars, like canned popsicles. It had his face on it, you know? And the eyes were always, because the gumball eyes would always be all askew. And I got to say, that was a fine pop, but it wasn't that great. And if that's what he's putting his face on, I can't imagine this candy is much better. And the pie aroma, you smell a good pie, that's good. That's great. Mm-hmm. That's a good day. It's one of the best smells in Thanksgiving is the pies. So I'm going to go with the pie.
Jimmy Neutron bars could be a hilarious rap thing. And
I don't know how that made
sense.
Oh, he's got Jimmy Neutron bars.
He's got those Jimmy Neutron bars. He's got a brain blast.
It makes a lot of sense.
That made no sense. Jimmy Neutron's fucking ice cream thing with gumballs that are frozen.
That's what he's selling publicly.
But this is the immaculate candy.
Yeah, it's the perfect candy.
It has nothing to do with users.
But I don't want to eat something that's going to make me addicted either.
I'm sure
heroin's awesome. I don't want to. I'm not going to try it. It'll ruin my life.
Yes, heroin and Jimmy Neutron's.
But it's the same. But obviously, it's some sort of the creators are making some sort of. It's obviously a drug type situation.
Did it tear them apart? Was it an epidemic?
It was an epidemic in the town.
Like based on what he's describing, that sounds like
they're
making. Is that not an allegory to drug use?
An awesome candy. The candy's not going to kill you.
It sounds like
they were addicted to it. It made them all really, really hungry for the candy.
Well, didn't Jimmy Neutron didn't the guy pee in the shower in the movie?
That was Carl. Not Carl.
There was the
Sheen.
Song. There was the yes. song. Yeah.
Who was
yeah.
it?
Sheen. Sheen was peeing in the shower.
Sheen was. I hated.
I didn't like. He had the worst.
Still bothers
the
me.
The worst. Yeah. I hate him still too.
Yeah. Weird face.
The name. The look. The face.
That show aged poorly. Hair. Like it's jarring to look at.
Yeah. It's like Uncanny
Never
Valley almost. The dad with the ducks and all that. The mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going with the candy because I think that the way pies are portrayed is bullshit. I've never once in my entire life seen a pie on a windowsill that someone has smelt and go, wow, I would love that pie. And it's bullshit. I think it's false advertising.
Oh, I think Marty's onto something there.
No, that's not
Marty,
fair. The windows.
No, this is that Long Island bias.
Thank you.
I used to float to pies around my on my cul-de-sac. My
in
feet
West
were
Virginia.
Hardly on the ground. I caught an aroma with my big ass nostrils.
I don't know what the fuck West Virginia pies are back over there.
Oh, they were great. West Virginia pie ran over, dude.
You've never had a good pie.
I don't like pies.
Yeah.
You like key lime pie and pumpkin pie, I bet. I know your palate.
Absolutely not.
Really?
Really?
No.
Sherry or blueberry?
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I don't think I've ever had a pie.
Apple pie?
No. I believe Marty.
Me too.
Like, because when there's desserts, right? Like, yeah. I'm always cookies, brownies, like, more of that cakes over pies. So I never really get to the pie.
Why you wouldn't pick the Jimmy Neutron. Why you didn't pick the pie, though.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. That's what it's about for you. It's just you have
a
pie.
But I also have never seen someone have a pie on a windowsill ever in my life.
No, that's true.
Yeah, so right now.
How else would you cool it down, Marty?
So right now we're 1-1, Nick.
Jimmy Neutron, I don't like the look of that candy. It looks herpesetic. It's purple and it's got these the color is not appealing to me. The mouthfeel would not be great.
Don't like the cysts coming out.
They have cysts.
CD cysts.
It looks like an oozing cyst. Yeah. and I believe they crunch. I don't think you even suck on them, right? Do you crunch them?
I thought they look like a jawbreaker, so I feel like it's a suck thing, but I feel like in the show it was probably crunch.
Yeah, I think they crunch. An aroma lifting you off your feet. God. Imagine that.
Can't.
And then a pie on a sill ripe for the picking? I'm going to go with the windowsill pie.
Another one for the windowsill pie. KB.
We should do Stephen Che floating just to the windowsill. To the windowsill.
KB?
I would take the aroma experience alone over the stupid candy. Mm-hmm. And then you get to eat the pie as well. And also, I would like a 10 out of 10 pie is one of my favorite treats. It's rare, but I would take that over any candy. So I'll go with the pie.
Three for the pie. Blutman?
Yeah, I was really excited to say, hey, Jimmy Neutron's perfect candy. Wow, is that underseated at 13? This could make a long, deep run. Dreams are kind of crushed. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's okay because we're living in a world right now where that candy does exist. It's just the gummy cluster from Nerds. It's the same thing, and it's a very good candy. And I'll say it, some of us folks, we're kind of addicted to it. So the candy's done its job. It's good stuff.
Who's the folk? Is it you?
Oh, I'm one of the folks, yeah. There's numerous folks in this world who have a gummy cluster are pretty much like, yo, this is the best candy. I just need more of this.
It is really good.
It is the best. It might be the best.
Yeah. So,
but yeah.
I'll enjoy your pie.
Is the Jimmy Neutron one fruity or is it chocolatey?
I think it just tricks your brain into experiencing nirvana.
All I could see when I see the Jimmy Neutron one now is like, that's the prototype for a gummy cluster. And in the years since that episode aired, it's evolved and it is what it is.
But
today.
KB literally just said, like,
yeah,
you only
yeah.
get a pie once, a good pie once in a while. You know,
yeah.
like it's so, like, what pie would that be to you, KB?
Oh, man. Yeah, it's always, it's never really what's in the pie. It's always the outer, the crust.
The crust.
The flakes.
A great cherry pie is awesome.
Not cherry.
Pecan pie.
No.
I love pecan pie. Banana cream. Banana cream. That consistency.
Like
in my early 20s, I would have went with the candy, I think.
Yeah.
But not now.
I think if I were talking about chasing an addiction, I think that I would be so addicted to pies that made me lift off the ground and float towards a windowsill, though. Like, I would chase that feeling every day.
Yeah, of course. How could you not?
And more so than the candy, anyway.
And you get the rush of stealing.
Yes, exactly. the windowsill pie is going to
be. Did you guys ever have a stealing phase?
Yes. No,
I never.
Never klepto.
I knew I'd get you.
Yeah, I used to shop with baseball cards from Kmart. I'd go in and steal like whole boxes and put them under my a coat and a shirt and like walk away.
I thought it was going to be
How old were you?
12.
Oh, yeah.
Any good pools? Anything that?
No, I mean it's all back then. It's like all like, you know, Donruss like comic like back. It was like during like they called the junk wax era. It was like baseball cards were like a dime a dozen, but like it was just part of it. I think was the thrill, but. One of my other friends thought
the thrill. That's what you think. Of course it is. That's what stealing is.
Well, but baseball cards are cool too. But like, one of my other friends got pinched, and then when that happened, I stopped. I was too scared.
Got pinched by the fuzz, huh?
Yeah, they got him. The small security guard got him.
I was addicted to stealing, like in my head, though. I never could do it. Mm-hmm. I always like my friends were actually scumbags. Would go to Dick's and like take the tag off of their and then put. Wear the shirt mm-hmm. that they did it and put the tag yeah. back onto the shirt that they wore in and hung it up.
Like, like their old shirt?
Yeah, like it's fucked up. And I always was like, I wish I could just never get myself to do it.
I would panic.
I couldn't steal. I panicked. Like, I would buy stolen goods from my friends. Like, I got a Bob Marley chain wallet that was stolen from a Spencer Gifts from a buddy of mine.
Have you guys ever gotten fleeced in a trade by your friend?
Oh, yeah.
Like baseball card trade?
No.
Any swap?
It could be that. Like, I got fleeced. I traded my Denver Nuggets Carmelo Anthony jersey for, like, the worst shoes of all time. Yeah. And I miss that jersey all the time.
Oh, why'd you do it?
because I thought these shoes were so cool, and I realized they were worth like $40.
Why don't you? Well, I mean, you have money now. Why don't you go buy it?
No, it was that one. I don't wear jerseys anymore.
Yeah,
Ernie Bags. He fleeced me.
I reversed it. I think I swapped Wario.
Ernie Bags has never had a fair deal in his life.
No, no. Let me tell you, he was one of the sticky fingers as well.
Ernie or Bernie?
Ernie.
Ernie Bags.
Ernie Bags.
It's ironic because he's not earning it.
My friend, it was Ernie Bags and Booby Head.
Booby Head?
Yeah. Because he had like bones coming out of his head when he was growing up. And it was like
Booby Head?
But he had bones growing out of his skull?
It's the opposite of a booby. Yeah,
wait, were these the boys stomping your front yard with you?
Yes,
yes. I'm still like, they're still my best friends. I still have them in one.
Ernie Bags. Wait, is one of them like your best man?
No, my brother. I'm only doing best man too. How smart is that?
Mm, very smart.
That's it. No,
no groom
crew.
That should be more normalized.
But the pressure to get him, like, if you have like groomsmen, it's like, oh, here's like everybody gets like Ray-Bans or something. Yeah, like the pressure is high for you.
It is, because I've explained this. I think after Dana's wedding, it'll be my 15th wedding I'm in.
Jesus.
Oh my god!
A lot.
Yeah.
That
so it's like
slutty.
I think I'm just too nice of a friend. I need to.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pant at work, and then the happy hour right after. The Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together. And of course, their denim, because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
They know things.
It can't be that.
The windowsill pie is going to move on. Next up, we have the Knocko.
Sorry, Blutman. He's about to walk out.
The Knocko from Kim Possible, which is very interesting. It's a combination of a nacho and a taco. It's taken
that would
by
just be like a taco, right?
It's taken by.
Yes, they're just a taco.
Not interesting at all.
It's made by taking the nacho cheese and tortilla chips, mixing it with the traditional fillings of a taco, placing it all in a tortilla shell, then lifting up the sides to make a bag-like shape. In the show. The subsequent vast popularity of the Knocko Ron received, the character who made it, received a royalty check for $99 million 2 years after the invention of the Knocko.
What?
In the context of the show. And that's going up at number 9 seed. The grilled cheese from Chef. Yellow cheddar,
I've
white cheddar.
I've seen this clip. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Gruyere and it's between sourdough. Amazing scene. So the grilled cheese from Chef versus the Knocko from Kim Possible. Blutman.
I'm zooming in on this grilled cheese, and there's a spot that kind of looks like a thumb.
Is so that on the bottom?
I see that thing.
It looks like a third
That's
nipple.
That's looking like a thumb. I'm good on that. We're going with the Knocko.
That looks much like a thumb, a little thumb.
I don't like that at all.
Where's the thumb?
On the bottom?
Toddler thumb. Fleshy.
Right there. Oh, yeah.
Like okay. That's cheese, boys.
It's just cheese. It's
a gross-looking thumb.
So you're going with the Knocko?
Yep.
One for the Knocko, KB.
Based on the picture, no, but I've seen the clip, and that's the best looking item I've ever seen.
The grilled cheese.
Yeah, it's like this, what is it? A chef just perfectly.
Like the chef is just like, oh, you want a grilled cheese? Let me make it. And he just makes the most perfect grilled cheese of all time.
Warm, it's comforting.
Jon Favreau making it. And it's delicious.
I don't know, but so this Kim Possible thing.
The Knocko.
I'm gonna say the proportions are all off. There's too much meat.
Looks hard to eat.
It looks impossible to eat.
I don't even remember how they eat it in the show, but I just remember it looked delicious.
I think like one bite comically.
Yes, yeah, just like a gulp into the side. Yeah. So you're gonna go with the grilled cheese.
The grilled cheese,
Nick.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah, I like fast food tacos. Love them. But I feel like this one would get a little gross with that much meat.
Too much meat?
Yeah. I will say I'm not the biggest grilled cheese guy in the world.
I knew it.
What? Really?
Yeah, it's fine.
I just think like with a little, you could make a better sandwich by adding one more thing.
Oh, I'm a proponent of, add some protein, add some meat.
But then it's not a grilled cheese anymore.
What? Yeah. But you might as
well. It's like a panini, I guess, almost.
Whatever it may be. But this one, I'm going to go with the grilled cheese.
Another one for the grilled cheese.
It's made by Jon Favreau.
Jon Favreau.
I like him a lot.
And I think he's making it for Sofia Vergara.
Oh,
I think
you gotta do more than a grilled cheese for some.
I thought it was for his kid, but I could be wrong. I haven't seen the movie.
Sofia Vergara is his ex-wife in the movie.
Yes.
And then he's divorced from Sofia Vergara, and he's dating Scarlett Johansson.
Correct. And yeah. he wrote and directed the movie.
Yeah, and he wrote and
there
directed
we go.
The
movie. Yeah.
Marty.
I'm going grilled cheese because I don't, it's all about how easy it is to eat. Sometimes it's some things are too saucy or there's too much nonsense. Got to be in the right place to eat it. If you're out eating that thing, no chance. But I also agree with KB. There's got to be – you need protein on things. You guys like BLTs?
No, I have
love. Yeah. It's the perfect lunch sandwich.
I agree. It's the stupidest thing.
It's so dumb.
It's a good sandwich.
It's a sandwich minus the bulk.
Yes.
Every sandwich is going to have probably as default lettuce and tomato.
Yes.
The bacon and lettuce is so crisp.
No, it's also you're eating pool. You're just eating water. You're eating a lot of wet.
I don't want to feel super stuffed after lunch.
Like, dude, put chicken on there. Yeah, it's great.
There's turkey BLTs and stuff.
Turkey BLTs are pretty good.
Not, I'm saying that's what I'm saying.
It's a turkey sandwich.
Yeah,
a turkey sandwich. That's fair. Probably gonna have lettuce and tomato.
Yes.
The bacon though.
You actually usually have to tell them no lettuce or tomato if you get a turkey sandwich.
You can't lump in lettuce and tomato as a namesake.
100%.
I've never eaten a BLT, Martin.
Me neither. Me neither.
It's a great summer sandwich if you're not hungry.
It really, that's the perfect.
Then don't
exactly
eat.
Right. It's a great summer sandwich
if you're not hungry. Yeah, it's perfect.
If you're like, hey, I'm not hungry enough for a full ass meal, I'll have a BLT.
You're just eating something wet though.
No,
tomatoes.
You know what's good? BLT and some Ruffles.
Tomatoes wet.
It's no, but it's all between like dry bread.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wet.
I don't know. I'm a BLT guy.
I had one. I kind of want one now.
Actually, I guess it would be cheating, but yesterday I had a turkey BLT for lunch.
No, you had a turkey sandwich.
A turkey sandwich.
Yeah.
Turkey bacon. Yeah.
So that's three for the grilled cheese is going to win, but Clemmer?
Yeah, I'm lactose, so I really can't have grilled cheese, but I'm going to tell you that movie Chef, food in that movie looks so amazing. It's a fantastic movie. I haven't seen it. Check it out. It's pretty short, too. It's like a pretty quick watch. It's super entertaining. That guy was all-time great. A goat.
Yeah.
Chef in movies. So I'm going to go Chef. That guy could make a pile of mud and I'd eat it. Like that. Yeah. Yes, chef. These things don't look good. These burrito taco things, whatever they're called.
You always got to go to the extreme, huh?
Well, you don't like pocketed food.
What's the extreme? How's the extreme?
A pile of mud?
I'm just saying, anything that guy made, I would love. The worst of the worst. The foul of the foul. The diarrhea from the Willy Wonka thing.
And you also don't even like cheese.
I can't have cheese.
Can't
I get sick.
Have cheese.
And I'll still have it over that. Although I'd ask him to have no cheese. Just the bread. I'd eat that.
I always forget, though. That is a great point. I think Nick just said it. You don't eat pocketed foods.
I don't eat foods inside of foods. Correct.
So the Nacho is technically open face. So
that would be fair. Like, for instance, like a tortellini, I do not eat.
Yeah. No enclosed foods.
Yeah. I don't like being surprised when it comes to eating food.
Tortellini is so good. What about a veal tortellini?
I have issues with veal, moral issues.
Jesus
Christ. I know. I try not.
So you eat burgers?
But it's not veal. Veal, if you see how, veal is like take baby calves and just put them in a cage and they can't move.
Oh, what about the other animals?
They're probably mistreated as well, but veal is built to be mistreated.
Now we're going to do our chain.
Why is that bug? It's not, I don't make the rules.
No, your morals come out of nowhere sometimes.
That's not nowhere. It's a pretty common thing. Veal is not great the way they do it.
It's delicious, by the way.
I'm sure.
Really good.
I'm sure.
Very good.
I probably would like it.
Now we're doing our chain game going up against number one seed. Our first chain option is the pancake stack from Fairly Odd Parents. You're seeing now. We're going to call.
Whoa.
Jesus.
Oh.
Yeah. Awesome.
Problematic.
The quote unquote jelly donuts from Pokemon, which are really just Onigiri, I guess, but they call it in the dub of Pokemon, they call them jelly donuts. Made no sense. The ramen from Naruto, which is another one I know not going to register too much with this.
That boy eats it fast.
Yeah. He scarfs that thing down and won't let me drag it and send it to our chat. The Lembas bread from Harry Potter, which, Nick, do you want to give the quick lowdown on Lembas bread? Or Lembas bread, right?
It's made by elves. You eat it. It's very dry, but it's in a cool-looking leaf. And if you eat it, it fills you for the day.
Mm.
You don't need to eat very much.
The Big Kahuna burger from Pulp Fiction, which I know Clemmer's just chomping at the bit for that one right now.
Oh, yeah.
Number one movie.
Yeah.
The Roast Beast from Grinch, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And then lastly, and this was a Clemmer special.
Oh, no. You're putting
the Dagwood sandwich. And I just took one look at this thing. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
yeah, Dagwood sandwich.
The oldest looking cartoon.
That looks like you, dude.
Yeah.
If you had a middle part,
Dagwood has a great life.
If you had a middle part,
people undersell Dagwood.
Way to be relatable to our audience to submit Dagwood.
Oh, sorry, I didn't pick some fucking thing from 2001 that you go. You guys all fucking jerk off for the same fucking 4-year time span. You know I'm right. Like, sorry, I brought something to the table that's a little bit outside of your wiggle room. A little bit.
Oh, we gave you Good Burger. That's 1997. You actually you were too old for that.
I was.
How old were you in 97?
18.
That's perfect.
That
you could
I was in high school. I graduated high school that year. Anybody watch Good Burger?
I think I will probably watch Good Burger when
get
I was 18.
Clemmer.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm not going to. Nobody's
there. We go.
Sandwich is vile.
People gave me shit the other day.
There's an entire lobster on this thing.
Dagwood had a great life. Dagwood had a hot
spaghetti.
Wife, Blondie.
The green tea.
He had kids
Wait,
that loved
Dagwood
him.
Dagwood had a hot wife?
That's Blondie. That's what it's from. This comic strip was called Blondie. And that's his wife. His name is Dagwood Bumstead. He's got
was
two
he a good
kids.
Husband?
Dagwood Bumstead.
He was a good husband, a little goofy, would like forget stuff a lot, but cared. And he had a he has a boss. He works a job. You know, he's a hardworking guy. He enjoys a good sandwich. I don't know.
That sandwich looks miserable. What, there's like a sea otter in it.
Clemmer, you wouldn't eat like a dumpling because it's closed or whatever, but you
that's
would
true.
Eat this.
Well,
because
I can see everything in it.
Full carrots.
It sees a dead fish. The peas sitting on top of the double carrot.
Like a,
there's a lot
starfish?
Going on.
What is that?
Clemmer, can you name everything on the sandwich?
Yeah,
yes, please do.
Top to
please
bottom.
Do.
Top
to
bottom. Yeah, we have a ham. We have looks like those things you find in the weeds. I forgot what are they called?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I know what you're talking.
Egg,
about.
Egg. I'm gonna say trout. Spaghetti.
trout.
Spaghetti. Swiss cheese. Peas. Carrot. Jelly? Maybe cheese?
That's bologna.
Three
I don't know what that is. Looks like doubloons. Yeah, doubloons. a lobster or a crab type element, a crustacean of some sort. More Swiss cheese. And then I'm going to say roast beef. And it looks like some sort of maybe sauce in the bottom.
I think they're called cattails, those things, right?
What's yeah.
Under
yeah.
that?
And then bread.
Poking out underneath.
Yeah, there is
some. There is something poking.
Yeah, with the rings.
Yeah, there is.
That might just be a stick.
Yeah, that's just some, you know, a little bit of the nature in there.
Okay.
I don't want slander on Dagwood. Dagwood was a fine comic strip. You guys didn't read comic. I know Marty never
no,
saw
I
newspaper
read
the, in his
I read
life.
The, I
no.
read the funny papers
there
all
we go.
The time.
You read Blondie then, right?
I did. I liked Foxtrot.
Me too.
I like Beetle Bailey.
Yeah.
Hagar.
Hagar.
Hagar the Horrible.
Yeah.
I liked For Better or For Worse.
That was funny.
Yeah.
Dobert.
Zitz.
Zins was good.
Yeah. Robot Man was a good one.
Yeah. But anyway, Pancakes from Fairly Odd Parents, Brock's Jelly Donuts, the Ramen Naruto, Lembas Bread. Again, you could take, one bite of it. It keeps you full for a month or something like that. Big Kahuna Burger, Roast Beast from The Grinch, and Dagwood's Giant Disgusting Sandwich. starting with you, Clemmer, which one of these do you want to go up against for one seed?
I think I advocated enough for Dagwood. I'm a big Dagwood guy. I don't like you put these against each other. I'm going to have to go with the Big Kahuna Burger. Something I've wanted since 1994 when I saw this in the theaters. I love Pulp Fiction. I love the Tarantino world. Big Kahuna Burger. I mean, if Julius from Pulp Fiction likes it, it's got to
so
be
you're
good.
Old enough for Pulp Fiction at 13, but too old for Good Burger
correct.
At 18.
I'm not going to watch Pulp Fiction and enjoy it, and 4 years later watch Good Burger. I'd be regressing.
No, Good Burger is like that. Like,
yeah, regress.
When you're
Clemmer, can you please do a video of you making a Dagwood sandwich and eating
yes,
it?
Yes, please.
You have to, Clemmer.
I can't eat seafood,
please.
But I will gladly make like my own type of Dagwood sandwich,
and I'll try
to eat it. Oh, no.
Bar
see,
for bar.
I will say this. The picture Ken Jack got, I think, is a little bit of slander.
It's the first
here.
Result of Dagwood sandwich.
Oh, okay.
Google.
Then it's got to be right. But, like, you know, I've seen sometimes he just has the cold cuts, you know? And he comes in with a big sandwich. He's trying to balance it. And he eats it. He's all happy. He comes home from work.
Dude, he really,
it's very relatable.
Dagwood is you after four ciders.
Yeah.
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One sweet tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients in a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
Cosby last night.
All right. Yeah, exactly.
I only could find one other Dagwood sandwich, and it still has the cattail, still has...
Well,
I
said it, this is just dripping in green.
This is way before my time.
Oh, every Dagwood sandwich looks progressively worse.
So the ones in the comic strip were good. I don't know why you guys need to make fun of Dagwood. I don't like... He's a good... Oh, there he is. See, look how happy he is. He comes home from work... I just don't know what some of this stuff is. The cattail.
Those are quarters on the last one. All right. So you're going Dagwood.
No, I'm going Kahuna Burger.
Oh, yeah.
Look how happy he is in this one with the arms outstretched.
Is the other, Ken Jack, in case I say it, is the other option of Fairly Odd Parents in the bracket or no?
There is, I think, one other option from Fairly Odd Parents.
Okay, so I'm not going to say it then.
Yeah, there's another chain game, too, so if there's nothing...
That last one.
Longo and Pancakes from Fairly Odd Parents.
One for the Pancakes from the Fairly Odd Parents. Nick?
I wouldn't want my dad sucking flapjack next to me like that, dude. Hell no. I'm losing my appetite quick.
That ain't it.
Hell no.
Imagine like you go to school the next day and you're like all your friends are like, dude, is this your dad?
Is your dad sucking that flap? that big Kahuna Burger might be the best looking a burger has ever been.
Mm.
The way he's enjoying it, he's eating it so cool. I mean, he's give me a big Kahuna.
What makes him so cool, Nick?
He's a fucking hitman eating a burger. It's Samuel Jackson.
Just making sure. KB?
Yeah, the burger looks perfect. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the thickness, the proportions. It looks perfect. Flapjacks look good too, but nah. Oh, the ramen. And is this another clip that's like ASMR almost, but with how good it looks?
That would be the Studio Ghibli one.
Yeah.
Okay, then no. I'll go the burger as well.
Another one for the burger, Blutman.
The Dagwood sandwich makes a really good case. And if I took it, I'd be cemented as probably the biggest Dagwood guy at the company. Is there someone else here who was saying he was...
Brandon, I bet you was a bigger Dagwood guy.
All right, then give me the... I'll take Naruto's ramen. Never watched a show, but I love ramen.
Mm-hmm. Big Kahuna Burger's gonna move on either way, and that's gonna be going up against our number one seed. I wonder if you guys can guess what it is. Based off of the general reaction we had to this, it's the Goofy movie pizza. Movie pizza.
So cheesy. Oh,
we've done this.
The reason and I mentioned earlier, we talked about what movie object what we want the most. Yes. And from movie we picked, one of the options was the pizza from Goofy movie. Which
look at this.
That cheesy is so cheesy, man.
From a Goofy movie, and that's going up against the Big Kahuna Burger.
And the fat Goofy just makes it look even better.
Yeah. Huh. Start with you, Blutman. The Big Kahuna Burger versus the Goofy Movie Pizza. Which one do you like more?
I think that this is a pretty easy choice. You gotta go with the Goofy Movie Pizza. What I am worried about here and what I'm eager to hear about is if Clemmer was allowed to watch this movie.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I've never seen the film, no. I was allowed to watch it. I chose not to see it.
Too young or too old?
Far too old.
Goofy. We should do me and you.
1995.
I was literally seeing Casino and Heat in the theaters.
Love that content.
How old are you in 1995?
15.
Like
16,
doing movie watches with Clemmer and watch Clemmer try to be a smug.
You have to watch my movies, and I'll watch some of your like black and white ones.
I don't watch black like life. Before 1994 was actually pretty great. Like things happened, believe it or not. I know you guys don't like think that it was like some prehistoric time. It was kind of great.
Yes, I was born.
My favorite movie is Tremors.
There we got a boy.
Yeah,
but it's a good movie, right?
It's
a good movie.
I would say life has been pretty dang good post Goofy movie release. So
I would actually disagree with you. I think life was better.
There was only one World Trade Center bombing.
That's right.
Yeah, things would be better. 1990, so you were 15 when this came out?
Yeah.
That feels like the perfect age for a Goofy movie.
What year did it come out?
What are you talking about? No, what? I could almost drive.
You're 15 when a Goofy movie? That's like...
My friends could drive. I'm not going to go see it.
Were you mature at 15?
I saw Casino and Heat that year.
What does that mean?
Those are the movies I was excited to see.
I could see really good movies and really shitty movies still. It doesn't matter.
I would see shitty movies. I wouldn't see kids' movies when I'm 15. Like, who am I going to go see that with?
I would definitely see.
When Clemmer was 15, he was stealing baseball cards.
Yeah, no, I was 12. I stopped.
Did you, like, never watch, like, did you watch Frozen?
My niece loved it, so I watched it with her. But it's...
Did you like it?
No, not really for me. I remember the big cartoon. We didn't have, like, when I, in the 80s, it was more like live action movies were the bigger deal, like Indiana Jones or Goonies, or cartoons weren't as big of a deal as they were in the 90s.
All right.
Family films were like Ghostbusters, Back to the Future. Like, it wasn't a ton of cartoons. So Disney was in a real, like, downward spiral.
So one for the Goofy Movie pizza so far, KB. Where's the Big Kahuna Burger?
Yeah, it's the pizza. I don't know what it is psychologically, but I remember it just does something to your brain. In reality, would that pizza be the best? No, it'd be too cheesy. But in the realm of animated film, yes.
So we're two for the Goofy Movie pizza, Nick.
Yeah, it's done this crazy thing. They've perfected the art style to where it doesn't look realistic, and I wouldn't like it if it were real.
Right.
But it looks so fucking so good.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go with it.
Three for the Goofy Movie pizza. Marty?
I think I know why. It's because they don't have fingers.
What do you mean? The characters?
Yes.
Well, they have fingers.
No.
There's fingers right there.
Look at how they're holding it.
Maybe they don't.
It's thumb and like a cup, you know?
Or you mean like, so like a mitt? Like, well, the piece is hiding these fingers.
You can see their fingers.
Look at their other hand.
They have like three
fingers. They have one less finger than us.
Yeah, but in the video, it looks like they're holding it like this.
Nobody
basically
holds pizza like that.
No one holds pizza
like that. Yeah, I guess like this.
I think it just looks like they're going to fucking chomp on that thing and feel so good after. Like that crust. It looks kind of like a hot dog, but it looks good.
Mm. It looks really
good. I don't understand. It really is disgusting, too, but it's awesome.
It's a good another one for the Goofy Movie pizza. Clemmer, where are you going to go?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's Kahuna Burger. And also, look at the other Goofy. Not the fat Goofy, but the other Goofy guy there. He doesn't look very happy. And I think if the pizza was that good, you'd see a lot more elation.
He hasn't eaten it yet.
But the anticipation would be the exciting part. It's half the fun of eating.
It's also like they're not eating on a table. That helps.
Yeah, the drip down of like the flop.
I'm not surprised you guys chose it over. I'm picking this over Kahuna Burger. Seems wild to me, but you guys do love this pizza.
If you've seen the masterpiece, you would know why he
that,
was
very well.
A bit
maybe
down
so.
The dumpster.
The movie's like one of those.
Have you guys all seen Pulp Fiction?
Yes.
No.
Okay, so you guys are chastising me for not seeing a Goofy movie. You've never seen Pulp Fiction.
Blutman, maybe one day we'll watch it together.
You're right.
Yeah, you guys should watch
it
together.
You want to watch it with me, Blutman?
Perhaps.
Do a full stream. Everybody in the office that hasn't
dude,
seen
it. Dude, just say no. That was mean.
Put me out of my fucking misery, dude.
Jesus. Yeah, dude, let's watch it.
There you go.
So
the Goofy Movie Hits is going to move on. Before we get to the other half, let's talk about Body Armor. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar, the brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends over at Body Armor. You're sure you just look around the rooms. Again, as always, right in front of Nick, you see Body Armor. You see Body Armor basically everywhere in any sort of Barstool content. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. Whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Again, always mention it in this one. Didn't think I liked lemon lime until I tried this one. It is incredible how they perfected it. Body Armor Zero Sugar is available in stores nationwide. Head on over to Walmart and get yours today. So thanks to Body Armor. Good friends over there. Again, anywhere you look in this office, you'll find Body Armor. Any fucking video. And like we start riots when they bring in the shipment takes too long, basically. And Glennie's been hoarding it recently.
Mm-hmm.
And stealing all the water and just hoarding it.
Smart.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's...
And again, his excuse was that, oh, we're drinking it. I'm drinking it, so it doesn't matter if I'm stealing it, which is just not the thing. But anyway, next other side of the matchups, we have number 6 seed, the Scooby-Doo sandwich versus the number 11 seed, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles pizza. So we have the Scooby-Doo sandwich, which in this case, it came in multiple forms. I'm thinking the one where, like, it's a really long sandwich, and they just expand their mouth to eat the entire thing. And that's going up against the pizzas from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, obviously their number one food group, starting with you, Clemmer. I don't even know, actually...
Oh,
so
yeah.
Clemmer is obviously the number one Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle guy at the company. I don't think that's in doubt. But I would also imagine, since it's an old cartoon, you're probably a Scooby-Doo guy, too.
Yeah, but this is both my childhood, for sure. The pizza was always good on the Turtles, but I got to tell you, that sandwich always was appealing to me. That big, giant sandwich. I don't know what it is. And remember we saw Meek Phil's spread at the Super Bowl? Like, yeah. It's the picture of it. And, like, something like a long sandwich, for whatever reason, it just makes me, like, excited. Like, that's a giant, like, 6-foot long sandwich. It's like, this is great! Yeah, so I guess I got to go with sandwich here. I'd be lying. If I saw both in front of me, I would gravitate to the sandwich.
Again, one of these things you have tattooed to your body.
Yeah. Well, not the pizza. I just have the people. It's not what we're doing here. I have the turtles. You know, I have Raphael's face on my leg.
Marty,
I'm going to sandwich as well. Their pizza doesn't even compare to the Goofy one.
Not even close.
I think it's because of the sauce. Like, their sauce just looks like it's bleeding. You know what I mean? Like, their pizza just looks trash.
This is not a good shot of pizza. Yeah,
yeah, that looks
bad. Also, like, some of it's gray.
Mm-hmm.
The crust being is gray doesn't help.
Clemmer, if you find a better picture.
The other one's not cheesy at all. It's not cheesy. It's just, you know, it's going to taste like cardboard.
Maybe it always looked like that in the cartoon, though. You know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Nick?
Sea turtles have taste buds. Land turtles typically don't, I don't think. So what turtles are these based off of?
Well, they're little turtles that were in the sewer, but they were dumped in the sewer. I think they're from a pet shop, right? And they were dumped in the sewer? Is that? But they were very little baby turtles at one point, so I don't know what that would be. I would guess land turtles.
Regular land turtle, I'd guess.
But I imagine their taste isn't too good.
Yeah.
The big shaggy sandwich, I mean, he scarfs that thing down, and he still stays very thin. I'd like a sandwich where you could eat a sandwich that large, stay thin. And it looks good. The size, the bread looks crispy, crunchy. This is a no-brainer to me.
You know what's great about it, too, is you can identify everything in the sandwich for the most part, unlike Dagwood.
Yeah, there's no coins.
no doubloons in this one. Another one for Scooby-Doo, KB.
I am the harshest critic of oversized foods, whether it's too tall or too long, but especially too tall. I cannot do that. No, it needs to be. I need to be able to eat it. You can only pick at that sandwich. But the pizza looks it looks fine. It looks like a mouse pad, maybe.
Looks like a bloody. I think you're right about that.
KB, I have a question for you.
I can't do oversized. I'll do the pizza still.
Okay.
What Instagram and TikTok do now, so these fucking losers go viral and shit, is when they make these concoctions of, like, they put all everyone's, like, favorite food into one sandwich. Like, oh, this would be the best thing. Like, they'll put, like, mozzarella sticks, fried raviolis, chicken palm, all in one. No one's ever going to eat that, but they just do it for the video, and I can't stand when they do it.
I'm tired of stunt food.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, stunt food.
It's an epidemic. Yeah.
It's getting out of hand.
They do it for the engagement and the reactions. Yes. And it works.
It works, but it pisses me off because there's no one that's going to eat that.
Right.
Blutman?
I need to know how this turtle pizza made its way on.
Is this a better picture
this field? That picture.
Okay, let's. Maybe we should use Clemmer's secondary
that
picture.
Clemmer's picture looks like.
Don't care about that picture. I care about the picture that's got pavement for crust, and you take a bite, and there's a pebble.
There is a pebble. What is
I would so much rather dive into the Scooby-Doo, Shaggy, whatever sandwich that's got ham, ketchup, mustard, cheese, lettuce, sardines, marshmallow fudge, and is decorated with an olive. That sounds a heck of a lot more appetizing.
Yeah.
Look at the way Leonardo is eating the pizza in the picture I sent.
Which, like, one's Leonardo?
Blue.
Okay.
Oh, he's like got his hand wrapped around it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like no crust. But like, on the crust, yeah, they're going. Yeah,
it's almost like it's super like chewy and tough.
That
like
horrible.
It's like rubber, like taffy.
Yeah. And also, them not having teeth is upsetting.
You know, it's another video. 10 out of 10 laugh every time I
see. I
think
they have teeth though.
You would think, but
I think they do in the show.
I feel like there's no crust below the pizza, and they're just holding cheese.
Yeah.
Did you think their toughness went down when wearing the knee pads?
No.
Yuck.
Okay. Are you? They're ninjas.
I just said
it's not very tough to wear.
Yeah, why do they
knee pads?
It's very not tough.
They're sliding around. You see what the weapons they have?
As a guy,
one of the guy's weapons is just a stick.
As a guy who played volleyball,
he's my favorite.
Yeah,
a manly sport. I played volleyball, and if you wore knee pads, people made fun of you.
Good luck making fun of these guys. They kick your ass. Go for it. See how that works out for you.
You know, a video always makes you laugh is the video of Frank in his basement getting the pizza like a teenage mutant ninja turtle
through the pizza window.
The basement window.
It's one of the best inventions anyone's ever had was his pizza window.
It's so funny, dude. So the Scooby-Doo sandwich is going to move on. Now we have the number 3 versus the 14 seed. The 3 seed is the steak from The Matrix, one of the all-time great-looking steaks ever put onto screen, versus the number 14 seed, the pizza from Home Alone, Home Alone 2 specifically, the one he eats in the limo. So the steak from The Matrix, which I believe, I looked it up just to be sure, it's a steak Chateaubriand filet mignon roast, and that's going up, and the Home Alone pizza is just kind of a really good-looking pizza. So starting with you, Blutman.
I'm not seeing it with these pizzas. None of them compare to the Goofy pizza.
Yeah, I don't see it either.
I'm not close.
And like, I'm gonna get flack for this from you guys and from people all across the globe when I say I'm not a steak guy. Is what it is. You've got to come to deal with it. I'd still rather eat the steak and venture into that world, and I'll complain about how it's probably chewy and I whatever. That pizza, run of the mill.
Run of the mill pizza?
Yeah.
That's not getting a good...
We are very much alike.
Yeah, like, what is there about this pizza that's got your eyes popping out of your...
I think something about watching it as a kid, the pizza looked really good. I think it's tied into a nostalgia.
I don't... I'm not seeing it. So maybe it's how Schneider's like presenting it. I don't know.
This steak was so good it forced a guy to betray all of humanity to robots, and it wasn't real.
I'm picking the steak. Haven't seen the film. Don't know the last time I've had a steak. I like Philly cheesesteaks.
Me too. We are the exact same.
Dead on.
Too much. I don't have the mouth patience for a steak.
You've said that so much. You get tired of chewing.
But so
you're having the wrong steak.
My brain loves the taste, but I want to scarf something.
You're
down.
Having the wrong steak.
Are good. Yeah. No, people always say you're having the wrong steak.
No. We have morons like you that's chewing forever means that it's not done. No,
I've had the best steaks from the best establishment.
You haven't had it at all.
Bullshit. Have you been to Peter Luger?
I like the steaks, but I'm saying I would rather have a fish or
it just means we don't got the best texture. Like teeth, the best chewing teeth.
I have
is
fake
what,
teeth.
My mouth gets sore.
And it works.
Give me the steak though.
We went for a Thanksgiving. We went to, I was like 12, 13, whatever. We went to the Palm Steakhouse for Thanksgiving. People were getting like Thanksgiving food. Hate Thanksgiving food. People were getting steak. I got spaghetti.
I would honestly kick them out of my table.
The Thanksgiving spaghetti?
Imagine like taking your family out to this nice steakhouse. Your son gets the spaghetti.
Mm-hmm. Oh, everyone had a good laugh at that. Over there at the kids' table.
So two for the Matrix steak. You're going for, have you seen, I'm assuming, the Matrix, KB?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we talk about The Matrix a lot in this show, but the steak in The Matrix did look delicious. Nick?
No, it looks good. I like it, yeah.
In The Matrix, the way he describes it, the way I hate the sound of people chewing and I hate mouth sounds, but for some reason, it adds to it in that movie. He's really enjoying it. The Matrix steak, no, not even close.
The Matrix steak, 3 votes. Marty?
I sit next to the 2 worst chewers of all time. And it's Glennie Balls and Tommy Smokes. I've never heard people chew like that, and I agree with you. It's my one thing. That and ice clanking is.
I hyperfixate on the chewing.
When people get coffee and they go like this with their fucking cup, I want to smack them in the throat. And the other people chewing in my ear is the worst. But
he's a big smacker. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Because he has his apples. And
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to steak. I think all steak looks the same, though. Like, I know it looks just better than this pizza. I think all steaks, like, everyone's like, ooh, that steak looks good. Mm. I think every steak looks good.
Yeah, I don't get pictures of steak online.
Yeah, I've never. Unless it's like Chase, obviously, but.
Yeah, different story. Clemmer?
Yeah, my favorite food in the entire world, steak. Nothing beats a great steak dinner. And this steak in this picture,
like,
I think does look very good. Mm. What's that?
Did you like catch?
It was very good, yeah. Solid, like, B+. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not the best steak in the city, but it's in that next tier for me. I liked it a lot.
Good. Do you like this scene from The Matrix with Cypher?
I haven't seen this movie in forever. I didn't love The Matrix. Mm-hmm. I've seen it twice.
Would this movie still stand to, like, would it translate to today? Like, would it be a good movie today?
Yeah, for sure.
I think so. The effects actually hold up better than...
Really well.
Because
really?
When they came out, it was so revolutionary. Sometimes that can have a backwards effect, but I feel like this movie holds up pretty well.
One of the funniest fun facts was Will Smith was offered the role of Neo that Keanu took, and he said, no, I'm going to do this movie called Wild Wild West instead. Which was a massive flop. Yep. And then it just became like one of the highest grossing sci-fi movies ever made.
I was shockingly excited for Wild Wild West as a kid. I went to the drive-in to see it. I think, what did a company do?
McDonald's, I think, did a play. Toys? Yeah, one of them did, and I definitely had like the big mechanical spider thing.
That movie was in our faces. I remember that.
Yeah. That whole spring leading into that summer. Yeah, it was him and Kevin Kline, right? Like, it's all you saw was that.
What happened to Kevin Kline?
Oh, he's married to Phoebe Cates, and he just has like a really cool life. He just like does stuff when he wants to. He has like talk about the great man. Kevin Kline's a great man.
What makes you say that?
Because he has a great life. Like it's an awesome life. Like he worked out.
Does he serve others?
I don't know. I don't know if that's necessarily a part of being a great man. I mean, he makes movies people enjoy. I think being a great man is like when you have all your shit figured out and it all just kind of like works.
I didn't enjoy Wild Wild West, to be honest. Not a great movie.
No, it's not a great movie.
Either way, the Matrix takes and move on. Now we have the 7 seed versus the 10 seed. The 7 seed is the Jawbreakers from Ed, Edd n Eddy. Classic one. So big they filled up half the character's head, like doubled their head size. Going up against number 10 seed, the Simpsons Pink Donut. Just an iconic donut. I'm not even a donut guy, and I like just love looking at the Simpsons donut. So starting with you, Clemmer.
I'm sorry, what cartoon is this?
This is Ed, Edd n Eddy's the first one.
This looks like very crudely drawn. It looks horrible. What was this show about?
Morons.
Literal morons.
Like Beavis and Butthead kind of thing?
They all they just drool and it's funny.
Was it funny?
It was very funny, I thought. Yeah. Anyway. And it had an openly gay character. It had what do you call it? Like other weird little things that you wouldn't expect from it. Good I thought I liked Ed, Edd n Eddy.
I loved Ed, Edd n Eddy.
So in those Jawbreakers, that was their goal in life was to get a Jawbreaker. All they wanted in life was to make enough money to buy Jawbreakers. Yeah. So that was like their thing.
Okay.
So starting with you, Clemmer, Jawbreakers was the Simpsons donut.
I'm gonna go with the Simpsons donut here. I like donuts. I like donuts. I should probably eat more donuts. Fill me up a little bit. And this is a great era of Simpsons. So,
one for the Simpsons donut, Marty.
Donut. My brother. Did you guys make lamps when you were in high school?
No.
What?
Okay.
Marty, what kind of classes were you
thought, thought we were going to get more of a group, participation.
Did we create a lamp?
Was it a home ec?
It was just one of those, like, it was a workshop class.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Well, we created lamps, and my brother made one of the donut.
Of
and
the
it was
Simpsons
really
donut.
Cool. Oh, but, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What did you make yours out of?
Mine was just a wood Yankees one. It sucked. Mm. Like, I brought it home and we compared.
Is it like one of these lamps you carry around?
Wait, maybe
the
we
one
did.
You, the
we
one did you, not. Like, you just go like this. And it,
like a lamp.
A lamp.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission. To deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
Do you have in your house?
But I'm just
not a kerosene.
There's no electric nothing in this, right? Or
it sounds like there's a lamp.
Or it's like a lampshade.
It's like a lamp.
You made a working lamp?
A lamp, yeah.
I just can't picture like a workshop class like doing the electric part of it.
It was all out of wood and you could paint it and then they like figured out the electric stuff. All
right. So another two for the Simpsons donut, Nick.
I was obsessed with Ed, Edd n Eddy as a kid. I loved Double D and I went to, again, Spencer Gifts and I bought a beanie so I could be like him and I never took it off for like an entire summer. Loved Ed, Edd n Eddy. The Jawbreakers... I don't like spit or drool. It grosses me out. And I wouldn't want my cheek so stretched that my ear is a foot away from my head. And oftentimes the Jawbreakers were just white. So like it was a bunch of nothing. Pink Sprinkle Donut, iconic. You look at that, it's perfect. The perfect treat. Going with that.
Another one for the donut, KB.
Yeah, that would be torturous to have that, to get that in your cheek. Definitely the pink donut. You always something about a pink donut. Maybe it was the Simpsons.
I actually had this conversation. The pink donut, when you first go, is the first thing your eye goes to when you go to any donut store.
Yeah, it's true.
No matter what, it's like, and it's not my favorite.
It's not like a
you're
kind of
right.
Taste.
It must be the color that like, draws your eyes to it.
Fruity?
I guess it's strawberry, like, but it doesn't taste like strawberry.
No.
It's got to taste like sugar. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like frosting. Like, yeah. It's like, I don't know how else
there's
to
better
it.
Donuts there, but that's the one I'll get just because I think I have a different taste of it in my head than what it actually is.
Mm-hmm. So you're going with a donut as well, KB Blutman.
I love pink donut. Always look at the pink donut. Get it a lot when I go get donuts. It's good. Love pink donut.
What's your like favorite food, Blutman?
That's a question many ask. Many don't get the answer because it varies quite often.
Well, what is it right now?
Beef jerky. I had like 20 pieces.
20 pieces?
That was good beef jerky. Not 20. That'd be a bit ridiculous.
I've heard in the dozens.
In the dozens, potentially, yeah. I mean, it was just good jerky. And I'll tell you, you don't find good jerky often.
At least not for a fair price.
Jerky's very expensive.
Jerky zombie?
Alien jerky in Baker, California, when you do the Vegas to L.A. drive or vice versa. But this jerky that Jerry brought in, very good. It didn't even have a flavor. It was like a mystery flavor.
Yeah.
Just good.
Mystery jerky?
Yeah, it was just he wants in the jerky business, and he might have a future.
What is it about jerky that makes it so expensive? Because I feel like that's one of the weirdly overpriced.
I get
foods.
Why it is. It's a delicious meat.
Yeah, but it's so like a per pound price. I feel like it's crazy.
But the process of it takes a while, doesn't it?
I guess that's probably why. Either way, the pace.
It's twice as much as anything you find at the gas station. Beef jerky is like
it's crazy,
it's wildly expensive.
Marty, I'd put mac and cheese probably at the top, though, right now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
Pink Donut's going to move on. Now we're going to do our second chain game, starting with the Tree Star from Land Before Time. It's a
Tree Star.
Oh,
yeah, it had the perfect amount of dew.
Oh. Dude, I went out and ate a leaf after I watched this movie.
Yeah.
What? I fucking wanted leaves so bad.
It made them look so good. I don't know.
Oh my God.
That is a really
credit
good
to
leaf.
The animators on this one. That leaf was fucking good.
And the water was always dripping off it like that too. Like
unbelievable teeth too from whatever it's eating.
Yeah, Littlefoot, I believe.
That was Littlefoot.
And the bugs from The Lion King. Those I don't know what it is. Again, another thing. It's not shouldn't be edible, but it just looked good.
Oh my God! Yeah, those are like
that
gummy
one looks
worms.
Like a cock. but there was like a candy. They had their own gummy, the grubs, I believe.
Yeah. Next is the giant rack of ribs, the dinosaur one from Flintstones.
That's like a raft. Yeah. that's not.
Those are ribs.
Yeah.
They're dinosaur ribs. The floating CGI pair from Star
Mace
Wars.
Mace Windu.
Yeah. Shut up, dude.
Mace Windu. next is the dehydrated pizza from Back to the Future, which I'm sure, Clemmer, were you old enough for that?
I mean, honestly, you talk about cartoons, Land Before Time was the rare cartoon that people were excited about when we were as a kid.
The apple strudel from Inglourious Basterds, great looking food. And lastly, the imaginary feast that they had in Hook. Which did look very good as a kid with all those multicolored little things. So again, run through the options. The Tree Star from Lion King, the Tree Star from Land Before Time, the Bugs from Lion King, the Flintstone Ribs, the pear from Star Wars, the Dehydrated Pizza, the Apple Strudel, and the Invisible or Imaginary Food. Start out with you, Blutman. Which one of these do you think should go up against the number two seed?
What's this last one from?
Hook?
Hook.
Okay.
It's probably Spielberg's worst movie.
Probably, yeah.
I can't make out any individual food in this feast.
I don't even think I could when I watched the movie, but it's still, when you're a kid watching it, it looks really good.
They had like piles of goop.
Yeah.
Lots of goop. It's like paint. It's like eating paint.
Yeah, a lot of paint stuff.
Not getting that one. Jack Mack always says no bugs.
True.
the apple strudel looks really good. What's it from?
Inglourious Basterds.
Okay. If I could get that without that whipped cream ruining it, that'd be...
come on.
Jesus, Blutman.
I'm with Blutman.
Blutman,
whipped cream sucks.
Disgusting.
Gross. I'd love a report on what he eats every week.
Yeah, like a mid-September report.
Hey, you'll get one.
Issues. You can't taste it.
Can I get one, Blutman?
Disgusting.
Yeah, well, we'll start. You want that to be kept track of today or starting tomorrow or starting Monday?
Starting tonight, your dinner tonight.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Sounds good.
Thanks.
If I could have the apple streusel. Okay. If I could it's have close. The apple strudel without the whipped cream, I would love to pick that.
I don't think we can allow that, can we?
You can just take it off. Just scrape it off.
You
know, I always do.
I'll give it to him.
You can't scrape it off. It ruins it. It's ruined. It's contaminated. It can't be done. I'll go with the leaf.
You go with the leaf? One for the tree star. Let's go. KB.
I'm going with the leaf as well. It looks like perfect, perfect nourishment.
Two for the leaf, Nick.
So in the Phantom, no, those are Clone Wars, right?
Clone Wars.
He floats that weird fruit to her, and it's horrible CGI, and she cuts it, and it cuts like seamlessly. And you could tell, I mean, it looks like shit in the movie, but like, I think it would be a good food. I think it would taste good. With that being said, that leaf has the perfect amount of dew.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the leaf.
Another one for the leaf, Marty.
Leaf won, but I'm going with the bugs.
The bugs.
I always remember that in Lion King, that I thought like it shouldn't like it.
That's as good as bugs are gonna look.
They look definitely. So good.
They do look pretty good.
I think it's because they're so like colorful too, and like it's something about it. I don't know.
Now I have a track of Liam Blutman's food a week, and then I also have me and Clemmer have a track of how many graphic tees in a row Meek filled with.
Oh my god! Every day
we just started because
we could even say black graphic tees because they're always black. Graphic tees. And they're always athletic. Usually, they're always like athletes on them. It's never like a...
Oh, that's what you meant by that.
I had a track of how many Cokes Clemmer has, but I stopped because it's too many. It's too many.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah.
But he has that Knicks one with Jalen Brunson that he wears every day.
Yep.
I don't know.
The Dream Team one.
Yeah, the Dream Team one. The one today is...
Today's a new one.
I don't know.
I forget what it was today. Yeah.
Yeah. But you were going for the Bucks or Lion King, Clemmer?
Yeah. I think I might go with the Tree Star. Land Before Time was a cartoon. I didn't love a lot of cartoons back then. That was Don Bluth was the animator. He also did American Tail, Fievel.
Oh, he did. Which, oh,
great.
Yeah. Nice. So, like I said, Disney was in kind of like a down time for them, but this guy kind of stepped up and he made that. He also did All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Oh, okay.
Which those three movies, when I was like 6, 7, 8, 9, those were like pretty popular.
Yeah.
And then you stop watching kid stuff, but I liked it. I liked it a lot. And the Tree Star stuff was cool.
This is going up against now the Tree Star. It's going up against number 2 seed, the Krabby Patty, sending in a pitch. It's like the burger that we all watched growing up. Mm-hmm. I do have almost like devastating news about the Krabby Patty, which I did not know until I went and read the wiki for the Krabby Patty. It is a meatless hamburger of sorts, from seaweed, sea buns, undersea vegetables, condiments, and a patty. The creator, Steven Hillenburg, stated that the patties are entirely vegetarian. I choose not to believe
that. You know what it is.
I know. You can't choose. It is. We know what it is.
You know there's crab in it.
The Krabby Patty. He says it's vegetarian.
No, it's the whole thing is Mr. Krabs, right? Mm. He has like the reason why they have the ingredient that Plankton doesn't have.
The secret ingredient,
and
yeah.
Why don't you think he has a wife? He killed her to have all the crabs.
The crab meat?
Yes.
Oh, did he tell you this?
No, and his How'd daughter is that? Also not his daughter. It's like
it's a whale.
Because his wife was a crab. He's a crab. He didn't have a crab. And the wife is like, his daughter is like a hua.
What the fuck?
Whoa, what?
Yep.
How much crab did she have that they could sell that many Krabby Patties?
That's why the wife is never ever mentioned because he killed her.
Yeah, but how much crab did she have?
It's like the world's biggest crab.
She's a crab. I don't know. It's probably a lot of crab.
So the meatless, possibly crab Krabby Patty versus the Tree Star, Clemmer.
Yeah, Tree Star. This sounds like a disaster.
It was so good that it drove a character to madness trying to replicate it. Like Plankton was like the character that was constantly chasing after the Krabby Patty recipe, driven to madness trying to make this. That's how good it is.
How popular was this show with you,
SpongeBob?
With your
biggest.
I feel like everyone
talked about this. Matt, as popular as you can imagine.
Like, yeah, the number one show. Was. The number one show.
Yeah,
for kids.
Yeah,
I like loved it.
Yeah. Same. Okay.
Yeah, every kid everybody I talk to that say, I don't know, 35 and under maybe, just like loves this show. And it seems to hit, like, doesn't matter if you're a guy or a girl.
You're talking SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Like, this was as big a cultural phenomenon as Pokemon
But Pokemon,
Harry Potter.
Yeah, you're probably right, but
you
like,
didn't just evade it.
No, yeah. Well, no, I didn't.
There's
no,
just no.
I
way.
Always knew of SpongeBob, but like, I wouldn't sit down and watch the episode. But like, it's just wild. Like, it's a credit to them. Like, how you can make something that everyone, seemingly everyone 35 under, just like loved.
I don't think I've met anyone that says I didn't like SpongeBob.
Yeah. It's also like you can watch it back now and there it's adult funny. Like there are
is
parts
it? I've never watched it.
There are scenes from it like maybe it goes,
does hold up.
It's like infrared for you as a kid, like you don't even put it together, but like there's scenes where like SpongeBob gets caught like watching porn. Yeah, you know really? What I mean? Like but he's like watching a sea anemone dance like on his TV and he's like, "Oh, what are you I'm not watching anything." Like there's shit like that where like you don't even register, but if I was a parent watching with my kid watching SpongeBob, I'd be like, "Let's keep watching this because it's funny." Marty.
Krabby Patty. It's like the only thing I would even get like the candy Krabby Patty. It was awful, but it was I would always just like just want to try it so bad. Isn't there a place that is like a Krabby Patty place?
I think they made a Krusty Krab.
Krusty Krab, like, I mean?
Fake restaurant, yeah.
Yeah.
Nick.
It's gotta be Krabby Patty.
Yeah.
It's gotta be Krabby Patty.
Impossible not to vote
for it. It's gonna be hard to beat.
Yeah. KV.
Yeah, Krabby Patty, easily.
Krabby Patty, Bluttman.
I was gonna go with the Krabby Patty, but find out it's a meatless hamburger.
So
vegan,
it's
give me that leaf.
Yeah.
Give me that leaf.
Yeah. Way to go.
Another one for the leaf, but the Krabby Patty's gonna win by a vote. Oh. That was devastating to find out. I really just
sounds disgusting.
I think you guys are wrong. Yeah. I think the creator's wrong.
I think he's dead. Steven Hellenberg, right?
So, I don't know. Oh, yeah, you're asking the wrong guy. Yeah, this is not the not
so
my
the
world.
Krabby Patty's gonna move on. Before we get to the playoffs, let's talk last match of the day. Manscaped. Fellas, blink if you haven't purchased a Father's Day gift yet. That's right. Thought so. Today's episode is brought to you by Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. You know that beard trimmer that your dad's been using since you were in high school or grade school, whatever? Yep, probably needs upgrading. Introducing the Beard Hedger Pro Kit. This complete beard maintenance kit is great for all the bearded kings out there. I don't think I'd call them, especially if my dad was inhaling flapjacks like Timmy Turner's dad. This all-in-one kit comes with the Beard Hedger, Manscaped's most advanced beard trimmer, as well as shampoo, conditioner, oil, and balm for his beard. It also comes with a brush, comb, and scissors so he can style his beard and mustache the way the true gentleman he is. No beard kit would be complete without the Manscaped Handyman Face Shaver for that smooth finish that we know he loves. This bad boy is all he needs. Compact enough to fit in any travel case and make sure that he takes this on, and make sure that he takes this on his next trip. Take 20% off and free shipping with the code LIGHTS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code LIGHTS. Never forget where you came from, if you know what I mean. Happy Father's Day from Manscaped. Thanks to Manscaped. All right,
I'm sorry. I got to ask you guys a question. So you guys have a Minty rule? Of like he doesn't go viral, he's gonna come back to Chicago.
Yeah, what is this?
Yeah.
So I saw that he just tweeted that he was like, you know, the For You trending, and it was like Minty.
Oh yeah.
Is he just trending because you guys talked about it?
No, but that's just his For You tab. Of course, Mincy's trending in his own For You tab. He's the only thing that he's interested in.
Wait, is he trying to cash out on this rule?
He just tweeted the engine's still warm or something, and it was him trending. But I'm like, there's nothing of him going viral. I think it was just you guys talking about him.
No. Yeah. Yeah, of course. And he didn't do it. but no, it's his For You tab. Of course, that's his.
The engine's still getting.
Yeah, if he doesn't get, he has to get a video or tweet that gets a million views a day. And if he doesn't, he has to fly right back.
Jesus. All right, so that's the level, a million views in a day.
Yeah.
All right, that's fair. It's a fair.
Well, yeah,
that way it's not subjective.
Is that the SEC, baseball tournament?
Yeah.
But he guaranteed super viral tonight.
You know what's
maybe
funny?
You try videos today.
Put in perspective. So I got asked to do an SEC basketball behind the scenes video of Auburn. Like I'd be in their practices in everything. Dave said, "Don't have any interest in it." He's at the SEC in the crowd baseball tournament.
Get fat.
And I love that. No, and that's why I like it so much more.
That's the best.
God damn it.
I think he'll be back tomorrow.
He has a surefire plan tonight to go viral.
What, the Vandy Whistler?
We don't know what it is.
Vandy Whistler's dead, says he does. Right?
No.
I don't think he actually is alive.
There's one alive.
Oh, that was fake? They faked out the Vandy Whistler's death?
No, there's two Vandy Whistlers, I believe.
That's lame. Anyway, first matchup of the playoffs, we have the Windowsill Pie going up against the Good Burger. So that pie with hobo lifting aroma versus the Good Burger. Let's start with you, Clemmer.
Oof. I just don't know exactly what that sauce tastes like, so I'm going to go with the pie.
You want, again, we have the ingredients.
I just don't know what it tastes like, though. Yeah. The ingredients sound really good. I think both options are very strong here. I'm going to go with the pie, but it's very close.
Windowsill pie, Marty?
I'm going to go with the good burger.
The good burger? No, again, not a fan of pie. I forgot about that. Yeah. Nick?
Windowsill pie.
The aroma lift with the aroma that lifts you off the ground.
It's also always has like the perfect smoke coming out of it.
Yeah, the aroma animation or whatever.
Yep.
KB?
Yeah, the pie for sure. I already MF'd the good burger.
MF'd?
Well, I motherfucked it.
Oh.
Yeah, it doesn't look good to me.
Blubbin?
That picture of the top good burger. Like that image of the good burger that's on top. That, I mean, that's just tough to overcome at this point of the playoffs. I'll go with the pie, although like Marty, I don't eat pie. I only eat apple pie.
But even like the cover, the cover art of the good burger.
It's the only good one. It's the only good one.
Look at the
rhubarb guy. She's boysenberry. Mm-hmm.
What about the pie?
Blackberry.
That looks like a good burger, no?
Yeah, that looks like a good burger.
It does.
The one I got was a screen cap.
That patty looks really good.
The patty looks great.
But the screen cap I got was from the actual movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you sent looks good, Martin.
I don't like the eyeballs.
That hamburger's got eyes.
Yeah, and I'd still eat it.
That's troubling.
Very troubling. The pie is going to move on. Next up, we have the Goofy Pizza, which is just a mammoth one, versus the grilled cheese from Chef Buttman.
Oh, Goofy Pizza.
Goofy Pizza, no doubt. Have you watched Chef?
No idea, honestly.
You feel like you might like
it? I might have.
Yeah. KB?
I'm going the grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese?
Maybe add some bacon or prosciutto to it.
But then again, this is kind of like the BLT argument, right?
Nah, no. I'm still going the grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese, Marty?
I'm going with the pizza.
Going with the pizza, two for the pizza?
Yeah, the grilled cheese. Chef, anything that guy makes is going to be great.
Shit.
Nick's back.
Oh, Nick. You have to break the tie. The Goofy Pizza versus the grilled cheese from Chef.
Oh, Goofy Pizza.
Thank you.
That's what I'll make
sure. Who'd I piss off there?
No one, but you're losing.
So the Goofy Pizza now versus the aroma pie, the hobo lifting pie, to go into the finals. Starting with you, Blutman.
You gotta go Goofy Pizza.
That's crazy.
What? Oh, you weren't there for Goofy.
Yeah, you didn't like Goofy. Crazy. It's tough. KB?
The Goofy Pizza here by a little bit.
Over the aroma
pie? We don't know what the pie actually is.
Mm-hmm. It's fair.
You said it yourself. A great pie is incredible. This must be a good pie. The guy's floating off the ground.
Safely assume it's good pie, yes.
Oh, it smells good.
It smells great.
It smells really good, yeah.
Look how happy he is.
Nick?
I'm saying it. I'm the biggest windowsill pie fan probably in the company.
Well,
and I'm going Goofy Pizza.
That's a testament.
If you ended that sentence like a word earlier, then it'd be a totally different conversation. Marty?
Pizza, 1,000%.
Pizza, 1,000%. It's 3-1. Clemmer?
Oh, pie.
Pie?
Pie.
I mean, if I was going to vote in this, I'd say the pie.
I know.
And I've been waiting for Tommy. Tommy's been held up. I'll vote in place of Tommy, and I'll tie it. And now we have to do flip a coin.
Do you want me to grab one person, the first person I see?
Absolutely. Do it. Who do you think is going to be Meek Phil in a graphic tee?
First person I see. I don't care who they are.
Okay.
I hope it's Meek Phil.
I really hope it's somebody.
I hope it's Meek Phil. He's just going to be like flustered. Well, I don't know.
Jake Bass?
Make sure he gets it.
It's Jake Bass. No, that's even better.
Oh, Jake Bass, fresh off a honeymoon, I believe.
There he is.
Fresh off
a honeymoon. That's Jake Bass.
All right. Oh, bro.
Wow.
Jake Bass, here's the question. Which one of these fictional foods do you think you'd rather eat or you'd rather have, I guess?
Okay.
The pizza from a Goofy movie.
Okay.
Or the pie from cartoons that lifts people off the ground and makes them float towards it.
He sold it.
It's super slimy and slippery.
And then
cheesy.
Cheesy.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you've seen it before, but
I mean, I'm a pizza guy, mm-hmm. so I'm probably going to go with the... I'm gonna go pie.
Yeah.
If you didn't do the fist bump, I probably would have gone pizza.
Like this.
Yeah, I saw it out of my corner of my eye. So, all right,
Dave Mush.
Good job, Jake.
Surely we get one of our own from Chicago to tie this up.
Well, if we have another tie, then we're gonna have to go back to.
I think you guys have enough.
This is a sanctity thing.
So the windowsill pie going to move into the finals. On the other side, we have the Matrix steak versus the Scooby-Doo sandwich. Clemmer. Or actually, no, start with me. I'll say the Matrix steak. Clemmer.
No, steak. You got to go steak.
Two for the Matrix steak.
Sandwich.
One for the Scooby-Doo.
How are you going to eat that sandwich?
The sad part is I agree with you so much, and I've been too much of a pussy to admit I fucking can't stand when someone gets a 6 foot, like a 6 foot long set, because it's just makes me so angry. But I've never met anybody besides you right now, and you're making me feel okay about it.
Yeah,
So yeah, you know, and I feel pretty good about letting this off my chest.
Why don't you like it? I don't understand.
It's just like such a gimmick food. It's sometimes good. But, like, I'm never like, wow, that 6 foot hero was fucking amazing.
Yeah. If we were casting. Sorry, go ahead, KB.
No.
I was going to say, if we were casting a movie, be it like a Scooby Doo movie in this company, I would cast you as Shaggy.
Yeah.
You're the most Shaggy ish person here. Like, you eat like a maniac and you still stay skinny, just like Shaggy.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
I feel like you, if
I
anybody
have no
here,
comeback for that.
If anybody could eat the sandwich like that, it would be you.
Yeah, just
food for thought. Nick, Matrix steak, Scooby-Doo sandwich.
It's the Matrix steak.
Three for the Matrix steak.
He could have had anything in front of him ever because it was the and he chose that.
Yep. KB.
Yeah, it's a steak.
It's a steak. I'm assuming you would win with the sandwich.
I just wanted to say I'm glad that this is a safe space because I also don't get the goofy gargantuan sandwiches. I don't get that. I think this is a different thing in like cartoon form or whatever. I'll go with the sandwich and everything, but Marty and KB, I'm on your side here.
Krabby Patty versus the Simpsons donut.
See, this is a championship.
This is to go into the semis.
I know, but this is a championship fight right here.
Start with you, Bluttman.
Yeah.
I just like the Simpsons donut so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as that. And like 43 minutes ago, you did ruin the Krabby Patty for me.
Yeah. Sorry about that, KB.
Yeah, it's the pink donut. It's the best.
Two for the donut, Nick.
I like burgers more than I like donuts, but in this universe, I would rather have this donut.
Three for the donut, Marty.
He explained it perfectly. Like, I'm not even a huge donut guy, but there's something, that donut's shiny.
It is.
You know, it's just, you're going to be happy when you have it, too.
I hate in The Simpsons when he eats the plain donut. I hate those donuts.
Yeah. I'm going with the pink donut as well.
Pink donut.
If you put the Krabby Patty in front of me after you explained what was in it, I wouldn't want to eat that at all. Like
if you didn't know what was in it,
Krabby Patty. I don't like things from the ocean, so I probably wouldn't.
You just didn't watch the show.
Yeah. We should show them the Nasty Patty.
Oh no! So yeah, it's definitely the donut.
The donut's going to move on. So to go into the finals, the Simpsons donut versus the Matrix steak. I'll start by saying the steak. I just like steak more than I like donuts. It's not like I feel like too more complicated than that. Clemmer?
I'm going to do a little sanctity of bracket here. I'm going to say it's a donut. And I think the steak is too real. I feel like the Simpsons and the Krabby Patty, honestly, are like those are fictional items. The steak is very real and tangible.
It's almost double the opposite because they're in the Matrix they eat it.
I know, I get that, but
it's computer.
But
code.
I can imagine the steak. I've had a steak. I've had steaks that look like that. I can't imagine, really. I can try to imagine would be like eating the Simpsons donut or eating the Krabby Patty.
Dude, yes, you can imagine.
It's so easy
to imagine.
Yeah, that's kind of. I was on your side for a second.
Why?
It's a fucking pink donut.
How can you not?
The donut, I guess maybe because
donut.
It's animated. I guess
go
that's
into
fair.
Dunkin' Donuts, you'll see it.
But like the good burger, that's I think a fictional item. You know what I mean? But maybe because it's animated, maybe because like it is shiny. But for some reason, that donut almost like it has like superpowers of goodness. So I'm gonna choose that. I know my reasoning might not be the most clear or sensical, but that's how I feel.
Marty,
it's Broussarded.
A little bit.
Did.
I don't think it is. But you're the expert now.
I'm going to donut. I'm going to donut because I think steak. I've had very good steaks. I've had bad steaks. But all you know what steak's going to taste like no matter what. Okay. You really do. I've had pink donuts that tasted different. And I'm going with pink donut.
I think, again, maybe the tipping point is from having watched it is the steak was so good it made a guy betray humanity to robots.
Yeah, but that's not what it's just like.
It wasn't because the steak was so good.
It made it look like it was the reason, though, in that scene. When he's like, I know the steak is fake, but I don't care. Because The Matrix is good enough that makes me believe.
You like The Matrix, don't you?
It's a good movie.
Yeah. I think that's what you're... I don't even like this. I think I've watched like seven episodes of The Simpsons. Mm-hmm. I don't even really know.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't watched a ton of Simpsons either, so that
really?
Hurts too. Yeah. Nick?
Not because I didn't like it. I just don't really...
Honestly, by the time you guys probably were watching it, it wasn't really... It lost its fastball.
Yeah. Nick?
Give me Simpsons Donut.
3 for The Simpsons Donut. KB?
I haven't seen The Matrix, so maybe I would go for the steak if I've seen it, but the Simpsons pink donut has changed the way I will always choose a donut.
That's true. Yeah, I would always pick
the
pink donut.
I will automatically go for the pink one. It probably doesn't taste better than the chocolate or
I'll get the pink fritter. Every time.
I'm getting the pink because of that show, the pink donut.
Buttman?
Mouth's been watering for like 20 minutes and it's because of pink donut.
I like need a pink donut now.
Yeah, that's all I can think about now. Yeah.
I need a BLT.
Me too, Clemmer.
Right. The finals are the Simpsons pink donut versus the windowsill pie that lifts up that poor little hobo or Mickey Mouse.
No,
in
he's
this
not.
Case.
Yeah,
I always think it's a hobo.
That's true. Sometimes
robot.
It is a hobo. Yeah, that's true.
So donuts versus the windowsill pie, Bluttman.
I've just been in the last few minutes. I've been envisioning myself having a 2 pink donut dinner, and I'm quite intrigued by that. donut.
1 for the donut, KB.
You got to take the gamble with the pie. It'd be like the Bears not drafting Caleb Williams. You don't. We don't know what it is, but we have to. I have to at least.
You gotta at least try out
what
the aroma pie.
You know what Caleb Williams is at least. What?
If a pie smells that good, it's got
to
be somewhat good.
I don't know what the pie is, but if it's making so many people react this way, creatures flow.
It's universal.
You're going to be disappointed by the pie.
If you don't have psychic abilities, you could still levitate because of the aroma.
Yeah, and I would regret it forever if I...
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good point.
Yeah.
You got to think of the regret. Imagine floating all the way to the pie and just be like, I don't think I will. Mm-hmm. The risk is sexy and intoxicating.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No.
It's a tantalizing option.
It's not. It's
I think aroma pie is going to win.
Aroma pie is basically like a guy with a white van. They're just reeling you in. You don't know what the fuck is going on. Yep, exactly.
But that's what's so
bad.
That's what, exciting.
Supernatural. Elevate.
Only reason you're putting on your windowsill is to have fucking weirdos come creep on you.
But you're not making them float.
It's to cool it off.
They're floating.
Cool it off. Put it in the fridge.
Ugh.
Nick, you don't fucking, you're all pie freaks.
What do you think, Ken Jack? Don't
just ask,
waste your time.
I want you to say, I just wanted more people to talk about the windowsill pie. The windowsill pie.
You're all pie freaks.
You're going with the donut?
Donut.
2-2 right now.
There is no more iconic image in film history of someone enjoying something more than Mickey Mouse levitating to get that pie. It's the pie.
I don't know
it's
if that was
necessary.
He's well such deserved. A piece of
shit.
Wait,
first
it's not
good
over
winner.
It's 3-2. It's 3-2.
This is the first. Shit.
I do have the last vote. And
give it to the people out there.
What the fuck?
I think I could vote. We could leave it up to the first look person in Chicago. What do you think about that?
No.
I also vote no.
I mean, I do love the donut. I do love the pie. The pie has a magical ability that the donut does not. The ceiling of the donut is so clearly defined. Like, what the best?
No, it's not.
The pie branches.
It's not.
It's
just
not
because
just one show.
Like, yeah. It's not though. You know, like that donut is different than every other donut.
It's
Marty is right there.
I do think the biggest thing that's in the donut's favor is what KB said, which is that like it changed the way I look at donuts,
right?
And that I will always choose the pink donut first.
But I know how good it's going to be.
That's my
be...
problem.
You don't know how it could be also really shitty, this pie.
Yeah.
If a pie made donut, you float, you would lose your mind.
I've smelt very good food and it's been bad.
You floated?
Kind of.
If you floated, you would talk about it every day for the rest of your life.
I would float to the donut.
Yeah.
But no one ever has.
You can't control. You might
never be like, I would float to the donut.
Yeah, I guess I can't prove it. You know what? I would float to the donut too.
Yeah. And the donut could have the perfect density.
Yeah,
it could.
Yeah, it really can.
Okay. I'm going to go with the donut. And
you're such a coward.
This is bullshit.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the donut.
That good job.
Complete rule change halfway through this bracket.
Now the question is, whose office is going to be the deciding vote?
I want Meek Phil.
You want Meek Phil?
Meek Phil.
All
right, Meek Phil knows cartoons. Said it's all he watches.
That's
ominous. Not in sports.
That's ominous. I feel like it's like the pictures of Lois Griffin fingering herself in a side ad and being like, you want to come, big boy?
Those are good, though.
He never said what kind of cartoons, so you might be right.
I hate, I just hate seeing them. Like the cartoon porn ads.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Like, who's that appealing?
Meek Phil.
All right.
Yeah. You know, Meek Phil really should get into anime. I feel like he'd be opening up doors.
I'm shocked he's not already.
Yeah, he looks like he would be.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm so curious where he's going to go.
What is he like outside of like sports and sports games?
I don't know.
Cartoons. For real. No,
like, what is he interested in? Like,
he doesn't read books. Adult. I asked him to read a book. He won't read books.
He just said no?
Yeah.
I think I can hear him yell.
Real quick. Meek Phil did leave, but I got someone in.
All right. Even better than
Meek Phil. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Oh, I came here for the boys to see. Here, take a seat real quick.
Yep.
And get the pictures.
Oh,
right.
Let me pull out of the air.
What's up?
I didn't back Marty, though, when he was batting against the
Here, pull a mic up to you. Totally this is a totally different Steros. All right, so Clever, can you show them the pictures?
When is, what is
Patty,
it again?
What's up?
It's the...
You got the headphones there? So off to the side.
Where are they?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, they're saying hello. They're on the screen too.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's between?
What's up, guys?
This is security guard for office. It's the okay. So we're doing a bracket. It's a big competition. Mm-hmm. Which fictional food do we think looks like the tastiest, the yummiest? So right now we're in the finals. We're tied up. It's the pie that in cartoons would make you levitate towards it because it tasted so good. Versus the donut from The Simpsons, the pink donut. Which one of those things?
Let me find a picture of the donut here.
Well, yeah, get the donut make sure you need reference points for everything.
So what which kind one of these? Pie?
We don't know. We don't know for sure.
Is that? That's the
it
donut.
Makes you float.
It makes you
the
float.
The smell makes you float off your feet.
The pie that makes you float off your feet towards it in a windowsill, cooling on a windowsill.
Just whatever he says, or one person each can
do. He is. This is the end all be all.
He is the end all be all.
No more saying anything.
Okay, like Pat.
I would gravitate towards the pie.
The pie! Yeah! Fuck you, Marty!
There she goes. What's up, Pat?
Fuck you, Kenjack.
The winner of the
trying
bracket.
Trying to cheat, motherfucker.
128.
I mean, that's an electric ending. Though.
That was great. Unbelievable.
That ending is a fantastic ending.
And a correct ending.
Yeah, Pat.
I've had a few pies in my day.
Do you like the pink donut?
I don't like the pink, no.
Don't like the pink donut?
Chocolate, vanilla, not the pink.
Did you watch The Simpsons at all or no?
I've watched them, yeah.
Yeah.
Pink donut, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But imagine the smell is so good you floated. That's pretty good.
Well, yeah, yeah. Food makes me float a time.
What's your favorite pie?
I would go with apple.
Apple?
Yeah.
Good old-fashioned American,
yeah.
So the winner of the bracket episode 128 is the windowsill pie that makes you levitate. Thanks for watching. We'll be back next week with a new topic. Thank you, Pat. That was awesome.
Bye, guys.
Oh, my all-time moment.
This is the first time this show has had a rightful winner.
Yeah.
What'd he say?
I'm here to help.
On August 21st,
we have a story.
Mutiny arrives on the big screen.
Who are you?
It is Trust Me.
Jason Statham stars in the action movie to end your summer.
What do you want?
Vengeance.
Mutiny. Rated R.